Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi everyone, Steve here from the Ostium Network. To pass the time here at the Ostium Network while I'm waiting for Jake and Mum to come back, I've been immersing myself in audio dramas. One podcast I've been really enjoying recently is The Sleep-Wake Cycle. It's this great blend of supernatural horror and dark fantasy, even with a bit of noir thrown in. The neurodivergent Stroud twins were born during the Night Plague of 1983, and after a lifetime apart have been finally reunited. As reclamation agents, it's their job to restore the country to its former glory by getting it back from the kings and queens below the world. This show runs the gamut from paranormal investigation to outright cosmic horror. Right, so that's The Sleep-Wake Cycle, which you can find wherever you listen to your podcasts, or just check out rustyquill.com for more information.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hey guys, Alexi Delander here. Before we get today's mini-episode started, I just wanted to let you know about the Audioverse Awards. It's an annual awards show dedicated to celebrating the best in free audio drama around the world. And this year, Ostium has a number of nominations. So if you'd like to show your support for the show, perhaps at the end of this mini-episode, head on over to audioverseawards.net and click on the big vote button. Ostium is nominated in a number of categories for Best Show, Best New Show, Writing, Theme Song, and Voice Acting. So, if you could show your love for this very strange town where very weird things seem to happen, Team Ostium would be eternally grateful. You could also vote for your other favorite podcast, too. You know, if you have any. Other than this one. Not sure why. Anyway, let's get this mini episode started. Hi, this is Alexi Talander, creator and writer for the Ostium Podcast. and welcome to a four-part series called 10 Questions, where each member of Team Ostium gets to ask and answer the same 10 interview questions. Now we have Sarah Warren, Ostium's resident artist who created the awesome covers for the episode transcripts, all the illustrations, and that eye-catching icon logo. How did you first get involved with Ostium?
Alex and I used to work together long, long ago in a bookstore far, far away, or something like that. Anyway, we used to work together, and I knew he was a writer, and I had done some minor art projects for him in the past. Late last year, he emailed me about his podcast idea and asked if I'd be interested in helping with the art and some of the design for the podcast. It's probably the biggest project I've taken on to date ever, and it's been a lot of fun, and I'm happy to do it.
What's your role with the Ostium podcast?
I'm the artist of Ostium, in that I'm the one that does the illustrations for Ostium. I draw the digital art, the covers, and the little doodle sketches in the transcripts of each episode. Alex has also used some of my art for Ostium's various social media sites.
What do you like most about what you do?
Working on this project has really challenged me to try different things with my digital drawing and sketching. It's pushed me to learn new functions and filters in my programs. It's really gotten me out of my comfort zone as far as drawing. There's also something really cool about listening to the podcast and drawing the events and the people that you're hearing live out these events. It's pretty magical.
Is there anything you don't like about it?
I wouldn't say it's something I don't like, but having a deadline for art projects is kind of new to me and kind of tough when I'm working a full-time job. I've managed to get my shit done when it's needed, but there's been a few times it's been pretty close to the deadline.
What equipment do you use?
Besides physical sketching and notebooks, all of the art I make for Ostium is done digitally. I've got ye old basic Asus laptop that runs Adobe Photoshop and Creative Cloud just fine. For the longest time, I was using a Wacom bamboo tablet for drawing and painting. It's a little outdated, sturdy little thing that lasts me a really long time, but I've recently just replaced it with the more current version of it, which is the Wacom Intuos Draw tablet. So again, a small, simple, compact tablet, but as far as I need, it does what I want. As far as recording equipment, I use my standard issue PlayStation 4 microphone.
Would you like to be doing something more with the podcast?
I'd really like to get some more kind of extra artwork done for the Patreon page. The Patreon people are the ones who fund us with money out of their wallets to keep Team Ostium going and growing. I really want to do maybe some profile sketches, a detailed map of Ostium. Even though maps aren't my strong suit, it's kind of a challenge, and I think it'd be nice for listeners and readers to see more of the world that Jake and Monica are exploring. And maybe in the future I might read something, maybe a mini episode or a special, but who knows? That's really up to Alex.
What do you like to do for fun?
Well, when I'm not working full-time or playing around with the Ostium project, I really love to get down on some video games or watch some cheesy old sci-fi movies. If the weather is decent enough, I'm quite happy hiking and exploring the outdoors. And since I come from a bookstore background, it's kind of hard to not find joy in reading for fun, as long as I have time for it.
Other than Ostium, what's your favorite podcast?
I am guilty in that I do not listen to a ton of podcasts. When I do, it's usually just a smattering, like a taste of what this podcast could be. I have sampled Welcome to Night Vale and Tanis, among others, and they've been a lot of fun, but by far, my favorite podcast has to be The F Plus. There is something magical about people reading forums and threads from the internet with such gusto, sarcasm, and the commentary. Yes, it's pretty amazing, and it always gets me laughing and makes my day improved and better.
If you could go through any door in Ostium, when would you like to go to?
If there was some sort of mid-1800s Scotland, or some sort of Star Trek future door, I would definitely be jumping through either one of those. There's just something about the hearty life and people of Scotland. And yes, I have a thing for accents. or I'd like to see the sort of technology and science that human life can possibly make in the future.
What do you think is going to happen in season two?
I'm not sure exactly what's going to happen in season two. I personally am hoping to meet an Ostium resident that might have some insight into Jake's connection to the door sequence. Maybe it's someone from a future door, and they've been monitoring Jake's progress through Ostium, guiding him to the correct doors. I don't know. I really just want to see if there's a person that's an Ostium resident that is somehow involved or can give us some more information about the overall city. That would be fantastic. Here's hoping.
The biggest names in tennis are coming to Paris for the most anticipated Roland Garros in years. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. Experience 3 weeks of unparalleled tournament access as the world's top players in tennis face off against each other. Will the veteran champions continue their dominance, or will a fresh face emerge to challenge their legacy on the clay courts? Daily live coverage of this epic showdown begins Monday, May 20th. Don't miss a matchup. Stream it now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi everyone, Steve here from the Ostium Network. To pass the time here at the Ostium Network while I'm waiting for Jake and Mum to come back, I've been immersing myself in audio dramas. One podcast I've been really enjoying recently is The Sleep-Wake Cycle. It's this great blend of supernatural horror and dark fantasy, even with a bit of noir thrown in. The neurodivergent Stroud twins were born during the Night Plague of 1983, and after a lifetime apart have been finally reunited. As reclamation agents, it's their job to restore the country to its former glory by getting it back from the kings and queens below the world. This show runs the gamut from paranormal investigation to outright cosmic horror. Right, so that's The Sleep-Wake Cycle, which you can find wherever you listen to your podcasts, or just check out rustyquill.com for more information.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.